desire your prayers this morning. We are dependent upon the Lord to be able to deliver this message unto you. It takes the Holy Ghost to administer the word to each of our hearts in the areas that we need it. I don't have the ability to understand completely all the situations that you are dealing with in life. But I know that the Lord knows about all of them. I don't believe there's anyone that came to this meeting that had everything perfectly working in their life. Completely healthy. All temporal affairs are taken care of. Our relationships are fixed. No emotional needs. No spiritual needs. It's not the case. Not with any of us. Usually when it's like that, we're over there on the other side. I would like to begin in 2 Kings, the 23rd chapter and the 3rd verse. Title of this message is All In. 2 Kings 23 and 3. This is Josiah, and he's got the people with him. And they're making a commitment to God. And the king stood by a pillar, made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and with all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And it says, and all the people stood to the covenant. As I considered this situation here with Josiah and the people of God, I noticed that there is a precedent set throughout the Word of God, regardless of the dispensation in which people live, that God has set a precedent that if you're going to live for me, it takes all of you. There's a song we sing, if I had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him. There's another song that says it's basically the same effect. I would give all these lives to Him. Earlier when I was saved, I couldn't say I could give Him all of them. Because at that point in my life, there were some things that really interest me. There were things that I really wanted to do, and I wanted to reserve a few for me. But I got to the place where God helped me to know, you got to give those to me too. Because you cannot be successful in this life, fighting the enemy that we up against and get all the way to where you are trying to get unless all is there. There are things that the enemy will bring into our lives that will knock us sideways, will knock us upside down, and if we aren't prepared for it, we're going to trip up. The writer said this about this scripture. In general, to walk after Jehovah, to have no gods besides Him. To take His law for the regulation of their conduct. And in particular, to bend their whole heart and soul to the observance of it, so that they might only not have religion without, but piety within. And it said to this, all the people stood up, giving their consent and binding themselves to obedience. All in. Are you all in today? Or have you reserved some areas where you won't let God touch? We sing a song in verse 1 of number 79. Wherever my Savior's hand may lead, whatever lot may be, I will not murmur or repine. I know 'tis well with me. Is your resolve to follow the Lord whatever circumstance comes in life? In the short time that I have been alive and walking with the Lord, I've experienced some things that I never thought I would experience. And there is a few of them that actually shook me a little bit. We heard about last night, John the Baptist reconsidering. I need a reaffirmation that you're Christ. Those were the places I found myself in. Can I reaffirm that I want to go all the way with the Lord? I'd like to turn to Job. We heard a little bit about Job last night. And I was sitting back there listening to the message. And I was hoping Brother Darrell would go on and finish it up. Job 23, verses 8 through 10. Job 23, verses 8 through 10. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, but I can't perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, I thought a lot about this scripture. All of us have experiences with God. We've got places where God has worked miraculously in our lives. There have been times in our life when we needed healing in our body, and he came immediately and gave us a touch. There were situations that maybe we were dealing with other people, and he came through and ironed it all out. Then there's those times. Do you have requests that you've been praying to the Lord for a while? And it seems like you can't get an answer. Apostle Paul had a thorn. He said, I sought the Lord thrice to remove this. What did God tell him? My grace is sufficient. Those are some of the hardest places in your life when you are going through situations like that for you to stand there and say, Lord, I'm committed to you. Because we are human. And the things we deal with in life are difficult. And sometimes we don't see a way out of them. Job was in quite a place, wasn't he? But I want you to notice something about Job. Job was all in. He had his mind set on the prize. All this stuff that's going on in my life, I know God's got a purpose for it. And what is it to do? It's to bring the gold out of me. To get me ready to go to heaven. There's oftentimes I've asked the Lord, Lord, why did you send this my way? I could have done without it. Sometimes it's inconvenient. Sometimes it makes you change how you do things because it affects you that much. But Job said, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. We heard about, can we be God's counselor? Can we tell God how to fix us? Can we tell God, Lord, that trial is a little too hard for me. Can you give me this one instead? I feel I can handle that one a little bit better. What if the Lord came and said, when you got saved, all right, here's the list of all the things that you are going to go through before you get to heaven. Do you approve of it? What would have been your response? I know what my response would have been. That's too much. But God in his wisdom reserves all of the things he's doing in our life in order to take us through step by step. There's sometimes you're going to go through a trial and you feel like, you know what, I'm doing pretty good. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm doing exactly what God wants me to do. But then this thing comes up and you wonder, what am I going to do with this? And you realize it's going to require something more of God than what I have. When you are young and you are healthy and vibrant, you don't think much about illness. Say, well, in a few days, I'll feel better. My favorite sport was basketball. And when I was young, I could go to the gym, play for up to 6 hours at a time. And if I had the next day available, I could go play again for 6 hours a time. And now when they get me to go out and play, I need 3 days to recover because I'm hurting. And I realize I'm getting older. There are people in this congregation that have gone through illnesses they never thought they would. And may still be going through them. But I want to tell you, it's going to work the gold out in your life if you're all in. Our focus should be on finishing, not the problems that we deal with. Sometimes the problems involve other people. You have no control over what other people do. You only have control over what you do. And it is how you handle them. Focus on the finish. People that are all in, that's all they focus on. If I want to start a project, say I want to build a barn out here. And so I tape it off, and I know what my dimensions are. I get the supplies. I set the supplies out there. I come have somebody lay the slab. And then I look at the pile of work, and I say, I don't want to do that. You committed to the project. What are you going to do? You're going to work day by day, little by little, however long it takes. Do you know that the pioneers that established this country did that very thing? They didn't have power tools like you and I have. But they were all in.
That's right.
They committed everything to it. And this is what God is looking for.
Yes. Right.
He may not heal every ailment we have. Some of them he's going to leave there.
Yes.
To remind us, you are not invincible.
Yes.
And one day you got to leave. I like what he also says in verse 10. He knoweth the way that I take. Sometimes we go through situations and we get on our knees in prayer and we begin to tell the Lord everything that's going on. I find myself doing this. This is going on and this is going on. And he says, I know everything that's going on. But I just want you to know, Lord, in case you miss something. That's the way we are as humans. The things we go through, sometimes they try us mentally. And you know who comes around then? When we're mentally frazzled? Satan. You know what he's wanting to do? He wants to pounce on and bully. He wants to get you to change your decision of all in. Well, maybe, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this one. I said this at home. We don't want to get all the way through our life living for God, get all the way to the gates of heaven and miss the step. We want to get through the gates, not to the gates. Do you know that each one of us are in Satan's crosshairs? He wants to take every last one of us out. He doesn't want none of us to make heaven. He don't want us to get victory in our trials and tests of life. He don't want us to be able to deal with our illnesses. He wants us to mentally break to where we say, I'm done. I'm no longer all in. I want to turn to Luke, the 22nd chapter. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 31 and 32. This is Jesus giving Peter warning. Now we know who Peter is. We know that Jesus told Peter that upon this rock I will build my church. He told Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. So that tells me that Peter was going to play a very important part in the furtherance and the nourishment of his church. But there was something that happened in Peter's life, and Jesus was concerned about it. And he told him in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon. You know when the Lord calls your name twice, he wants your attention. You ever had the Lord call your name twice? It gets your attention. No, it's just like it was mentioned last night. Your parent comes and lowers their voice. Well, the Lord, he says your name twice. He wants you paying attention with both ears. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Do you think Jesus is going to let Simon Peter go? Well, I can afford to let one go. God is not interested in letting anybody's soul go. He has committed himself to each and every soul in this entire world. And he told Peter, Satan's coming for you, Peter. Did he tell Peter exactly what was going to happen? No, he didn't. He said, he focused on the finish. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Yeah, Peter, you're going to have a little struggle here. You're going to have a little hiccup, but don't worry about it, because I'm going to convert you again. I'm going to give you something in your soul that will bless you where you can bless other people. Do you know that God or Jesus prayed for us too? In John, the 17th chapter, I want to read three different verses here. Before I read them, I want you to understand, when Christ prayed, it was a far-reaching prayer, full of authority and power, that is still being answered today. Do you know when Jesus was on the cross, in that moment when he was there, he saw all of us. Each and every person that will walk this earth, he saw you. And he had something special for you. But it's going to require you to be all in. John 17, the first scripture I want to read is the 12th verse. John 17 and 12. While I was with them, this is Jesus in his prayer to the Father. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Then the 15th verse says, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. And then in the 20th verse, neither I pray these for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. This was passed down from Christ's time all the way down to you and I. We got the pure word of God. And that prayer covers us too. And we believed. So he has committed himself to be all in with us. Will you be all in with him? We live in a world that is constantly changing. I can remember back to my high school years. Sometimes I discuss this with my children. And I tell them the kind of rules and things we had to follow, even grade school. I remember in grade school, the teacher had a paddle hanging on the wall. And they were not afraid to use it. But look at where we are now. I'm beginning to understand every kingdom that has been created by man is coming down. And there will only be one kingdom left. It's going to be Christ's kingdom. And you and I are going to have to deal with some things in this life that we don't expect. And we got to be all in. We look at other countries and we see things going over there, their rights being violated. You know, we have some rights. But things are being imposed on us and pushed on us, and things are, they're trying to slowly take all of our rights away. And it may not be as comfortable as you and I have enjoyed over all these years. And it's going to require us to be all in. Song number 275. It says, in this wicked world am I. Watch thou o'er me from on high. Keep my soul lest I should be led astray, O Lord, from thee. There are doctrines, there are people that are going through this world trying to pull you and I from the truth. They've got some sort of agenda that they are pushing. But if you and I are all in, we'll stay exactly where God wants us to be. And he has made it clear, follow all of my statutes. There's some things in the Word of God that are hard to handle. And if we handle them with our own self, we will not be able to measure up to what it says. It's going to require us to get on our knees and ask God to help us humble down under his law and under his guidance. And that's where we will find the victory. Keep me spotless. Keep me pure. Keep me lest the world allure. Keep me in thy secret place where I e'er may see thy face. Keep me guiltless night and day. Help my thy commands obey. Keep me humble, let not pride ever in my soul abide. You know they have technology now that they can take your face and your voice and put it on somebody else's video and you can't hardly tell the difference. And they'll come in, oh yeah, you said this, you said that. And it's been shot, fabricated. How do we handle those situations? We got to stand with God. God is the one who knows what we said and what we did. And he's the one that knows what everybody else said and did too. They may be able to pull the wool over someone else's eyes, but God knows the real truth. And if you and I are all in, he'll back us up. He'll stand beside us. He'll help us make it through. Keep me gentle. Let no word from my lips be ever heard that shall wound a tender heart, cause a tear of grief to start. Keep me for thyself alone, nevermore to be thy own. Keep me in thy favor sweet, in thy grace and truth complete. That's what it means to be all in. Sometimes you're going to be by yourself. Things happen in life. listen to the prayer request. Child passes away and the mother passes away. What kind of disruption did that cause in that family? What kind of heartache? It is my prayer that they find the Almighty God that can bless and help them through those situations. There have been many people that lost loved ones that they didn't expect to lose, and it's hard to deal with that. If they're saved, I want you to take consolation in this. As much as you are grieving for your loved one that has passed away, over in glory, they are rejoicing that they made it. Keep your eye on the prize, just like Job did. I'm going to come forth as gold. If we're all in, God is not going to take us all at the same time, unless it's the end. Some people are going to be left here. There's going to be some grieving. There's going to be some heartache. There's going to be some adjustments in life. But God will see you through every step of the way. I want to get Jude, verse 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. When I hear that various saints pass away, some of them suddenly, it touches my heart. Because I know how hard instant death is. My grandmother passed away suddenly. And it was very difficult on our family. But this is what we knew. We knew she was all in. So there was no question, no doubt of where she was. It's just a matter of time. And we're going to see her again. He wants to keep you and I and take us over there. It's going to be a great reunion. But he'll keep us. If we are all in. Here's the challenge. Sometimes we go through our Christian walk and maybe something happens and we weren't quite all in. And so we begin to reason in our mind. We begin to think, did I really make the right decision? Maybe I don't need to, we heard it, maybe I don't need to do all that. Maybe I can just go this way. This road over here seems a little bit more level. You ever been on hikes? There's a particular place we used to hike at when we were growing up. Had three different trails, and they were three different difficulties. So they had a sign on each one that tells you what it's going to be like. First trail is going to be nice and easy. There's not going to be too many bumps or hills or things you got to step over. Then they had the third trail. They said, this is going to be difficult. The enemy comes along and he tells you, if you go all in, it's going to be difficult. But you and I, we're not going by ourselves. Some of the things we face, they're extremely difficult. We hold each other up in prayer, trusting that the Lord will bless you and help you to continue on. But if we're all in, it won't seem as hard. Because there's some places where the Lord comes along and he picks you up. And he says, these steps are a little too hard for you. I'm going to carry you a little while. I want you to make it all the way. I didn't die on the cross so you could give up. I didn't die on the cross so you could say, I only have half foot in. We heard that stepping a toe in the water. I've observed children at the swimming pool. And you know what they do? Say these are the steps that go in a swimming pool. They stick that foot in like this. Test the temperature. Then there's other children. It don't matter what the temperature is. They take off running and off into the water. We need to be like the latter when it comes to our commitment with God. All in. The writer said this, all sincere believers were given him of the Father, and of all so given him, he has lost none, nor will he lose anyone. If someone walks away from God in their relationship with him, it's because they choose to. God has committed himself to help them through every possible scenario, every possible situation that they could go through in life. But they choose to leave. Now there's no guarantees there. When you consider what Josiah and them did, that was a guarantee that if they followed that, God was going to be with them every step of the way. There will be nothing that he would not come to their rescue for. And it's the same with you and I. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Second Timothy 4, verses 16 through 18. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Apostle Paul was in some places, wasn't he? You know, you and I are in some places that we can't even describe to people. We can't describe the anguish and the pain and stuff we feel inside. There were people, remember Job had his friends around him? And when they saw what he was dealing with, they couldn't even say anything. Our words are going to fail us. And sometimes we're going to be alone. There are some people here in this crowd today that are going through their journey alone. They don't have someone real close to be with them constantly. You have the Lord Jesus Christ with you. He will see you through all the way. Even when you feel you're alone and there's no one to really understand what I'm going through, God will see you through. He will come down and sit beside you sometimes, and he'll say, my child, I'm with you. What do you need? Adversity. He mentioned every evil work. Our world is evil. And there are people imagining things that you and I don't comprehend to bring evil into this world. But God is on the scene. He's looking. He has oversight over all of it. And he will keep us through everything that comes. He will keep these young people and children here. When some of us are long gone, he'll see them through too. Writer said this, when all evil designs authored by Satan, but allowed by God, work to uproot, undermine, or disintegrate the power of God working in your life and mine, Jesus affords us, will see us through. He'll see us through. Philippians 1 and 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Each one of us had that promise. The hard places, the difficult places in life. You know what God is looking at? He's looking at the finished product. He's looking at you being committed all in to making heaven your home, and he is looking at the finished product. He sees the gold without any blemish, without any impurities in it. And that's what he's working at. So when we go through these things and we don't understand, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? It seems like they're coming one after the other. God will see you through. He's looking at the finished product. He sees you as you will be in the kingdom of heaven. Adam Clark said this: there shall be nothing lacking on God's part to support you and to make you wise, holy, happy, and bring you at last to his kingdom and glory. Some of you have been in the way a long time. I imagine Sister Doris could tell us how things were when she was a child and how different they are. You know, these young children in here, they don't know any different. They don't know what it was like when our country followed God. They don't know what it's like when households were properly structured, where they had full support from both parents. Now we live in a time that there might be one parent. Some of them don't have parents. And this is the things that they're dealing with. But God will see you through all them steps. He has committed himself, just like he committed himself to Josiah and the people of God back then. He's committed himself to us. I want to read that scripture one more time. 2 Kings 23 and 3. This is the key for each one of us. And the king stood by a pillar, made a covenant before the Lord, to walk after the Lord, to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and with all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. Each individual person took responsibility for their commitment to God. Each individual was all in. And we can read the Bible and we see all the many things that the Lord blessed miraculously and worked out for them. But it was those times when they went away from being all in, went away from following God with all their heart, that's when they got in trouble. And as the world around us gets into these places, getting farther and farther from God, you and I are going to stand out more and more. And you know who we stand out to even more? We stand out to Satan. And he said, well, I got these over here. I still don't have you. And so he's going to pursue after us. But by God's grace, by his help, by the power that Jesus Christ has brought into this world, we can make it. We can be like Job. When I have gone through this, I'll come forth as gold. And that's what we are desiring of the Lord.